Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Masters Golf Tournament, which begins tomorrow. We've got Ann Liguori joining us, CBS Sports Radio. Ann, I've got my Masters Golf polo on with the Augusta National emblem on it, and I'm ready to go for this thing. Watching the par 3 tournament right now, man. This is as good as it gets. I love this tournament so much. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing great and celebrating my 20th year covering the Masters, so I'm very thrilled to be here and talk about an exciting week. I can't recall a Masters week where there are so many star players who could win, who have peaked at the right time, and of course the Tiger comeback story is just amazing. So a lot to talk about this week.
There is a lot. So you're 20 years covering this thing. I guess in those 20 years, what are some of your favorite moments? Can you trim them down into like a top five, you think?
Oh, wow. You know, that's such a good question. I mean, there's been so many moments, but let's see. When Phil drained that 20-footer on 18 to win his first major back in 2004, and then he jumped about 2 feet in the air, that was pretty special. I love that. And back in 2005, when Tiger's tee shot, went long on 16, then he chipped in and went on to win in a playoff. Remember the Nike ball sitting on the lip of the hole? That was special because WFAN Radio New York was at the anchor, threw it to me to do my update, and Tiger had just hit that shot, and so I was somewhat doing play-by-play as that ball was tracking for the hole. And boy, talk about excitement on live radio. That had to have been one of my favorite all-time calls in all my years of being on WFAN. So, and boy, just so many different. Right. When Louis Oosthuizen had that double eagle in 2012. And just, you know, there's just so many. And every year there seemed to be so many memorable moments. It was great to see Sergio Garcia win, you know, his first major finally last year. So happy for him that he comes in as the defending champion.
You mentioned, you know, this year with so many storylines, and you just look at the field. I know every year you've got the tour's top players going on, but it just seems, and maybe it's just the Tiger effect, I don't know, I'm guessing that has a lot to do with it, but this field seems more stacked than ever, and just, I mean, you could be looking at a shootout come Sunday on the back nine, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, what you're seeing is all these star players who have come into this Masters week having won. Mm-hmm. So even Phil Mickelson, who hadn't won in 5 years, he earned the title at the World Golf Championships, Mexico Championship, in early March. 47 years old, but very capable of rekindling the magic that won him 3 green jackets. And Rory McIlroy, he hadn't won in a while, and he shot that 64 in the final round to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational in mid-March. So, I mean, you're talking about Rory. I mean, he played so well. I mean, he found his swing, his putting stroke, and, you know, if he continues, you know, playing like that, Rory could finally win the Masters. We haven't really talked much about Dustin Johnson, but Dustin is very capable of winning here. He had a withdrawal last year because of the fall and the injuring his lower back, but Dustin's very capable. And then, of course, Bubba, mm-hmm. you know, has won twice here, and he was, after a winless 2017, he did so well, winning 2 tournaments in the last, 5 or 6 weeks. So you have all these guys, Jason Day, you have all these guys who have won coming into this Masters week, and that's what makes it so exciting, because I can't remember the last time it was so wide open.
Ann Liguori joining us here on the program, CBS Sports Radio golf reporter, and she is covering the Masters Golf Tournament, which begins tomorrow. Well, let's talk a little bit of Tiger. I just heard Curtis Strange saying, you know, he's the last 3 times he's played it, he's been top 12. Is this kind of like riding a bike for him, you know, just getting back out there and playing this for the first time in a few years, just knowing the course so well? What are you expecting from Tiger Woods over the next few days?
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, he hasn't played here. This is the first time in 3 years that he's been here. So he's been practicing in his backyard in Florida. He has all different kinds of greens in his backyard, but he doesn't have bent grass. So yesterday in the press conference, he was saying how it's been about 3 years since he's, you know, been able to play on bent grass, and the ball rolls true and there's a different, like an amount of break and movement, and the speed of the greens will be a little different than the grass, the Bermuda grass that he's been playing on his course in Florida. And plus, it's a lot flatter on the courses that he plays in Florida. So, you know, he came and played a couple practice rounds last couple weeks, and then he played 9 on Monday and 9 yesterday, and he looked good. He eagled 13 and 15 when he was playing with Phil and Freddie Couples and Thomas Peters, so they can't say enough about his game right now. And of course, you know, his swing speed was clocked at 129.2 miles an hour back at the Valspar, where he came in second, and that's the fastest of any player on the tour. So I don't think even Tiger can, you know, could have guessed that he could have been playing this well so soon into his comeback. You know, you heard him say, "I got a second chance on life. I'm a walking miracle." 4 back surgeries and just mm-hmm. really coming back since early December. I think it's incredible, and I think even Tiger's a bit surprised by it. But yes, I think he has a good shot of winning on Sunday.
What did you make of Phil's style choice yesterday with the button-up business style shirt? It seems to be making its way around Augusta National and a big topic.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I think Tiger was surprised and said all he was missing was a tie. So a button-down shirt. Yeah. You know, good for Phil. Phil can, you know, always is styling, and I don't know, must have been a sponsorship thing or something,
right.
But maybe a new deal. But he looked good. He looked, as long as you're comfortable, and I think that he said the shirt had some stretch material in it, so he enjoyed looking a little different and stylish yesterday in his practice round.
And I was wondering if you could touch on news today out of Augusta National with the Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship. And I know this is a big deal for that that club, that event, playing the final round of that the Saturday before the Masters. What are your thoughts on having that at Augusta National?
Well, I have to say, I think it's a huge announcement and a very important announcement. Here, Augusta National is going to host the Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship. It's going to be an annual competition held on the Saturday prior to Masters Week, the day before the drive, chip, and putt national finals. And I just think they're making a big statement. They're supporting women. They're supporting the growth of the game, and women are a big part of that growth. And they're leading by example. And I just think it's fabulous. It's, when I heard it during the press conference when Chairman Fred Ridley announced it, I was surprised but very excited. So it just means that I'm going to come even earlier from now on to be here for it, so I can support the women. And you know, they're looking forward to building the game, and the women's segment of the game is just so important. So I think it's huge, and I support it 100%.
Has anybody been removed for saying dilly dilly yet?
Exactly. What's that all about? That was an interesting story. I haven't heard that, but I have seen some people removed for being overserved.
Ah, yes. Yeah, definitely so. And it certainly was a pleasure visiting with you. Enjoy the next 4 days. Anne Liguori, CBS Sports Radio, covering the Masters, and you'll be able to hear her reports right here on KFBC CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and follow me on Twitter @ANNLIGUORI.
Awesome. Thank you so much.